Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I think 10 of the first 15 minutes last night, you had the power play. What sorts of challenges do you have when you're starting on a power play and a game is just going to be as just disjointed as that started?
I never like it. I never like having power plays, especially like a 5-on-3 early. It's never, you know, all my years of doing this, it never benefits you. And what it does, it sets you back if you don't score. And then we get the 5-minuter, and again, it just kind of escalated from there, and we just didn't have a lot of juice. And again, they outworked us. Their penalty kill outworked our power play. And what happens is that, you know, they're playing on their toes, and they smelled blood. And, we never adapted.
The power plays ebb and flow throughout the course of a year. If yours is humming last night, who knows, maybe the game's over after the first period. You never know how that may play out. But you give up that shorthanded goal, and that deflates you even more. Is there one thing that, one mainstay of giving up a shorthanded goal that you're like, this usually happens, or are they all kind of their own little animal?
Yeah, they're all their own little animal. You can never give up a shorthanded goal. You just can't give up a shorthanded goal. And when that happens, especially that early, it's a little deflating right there. But then you got to answer back and get the next one. If you get the next one, then it doesn't hurt as bad. It doesn't sting as bad. But if you don't get the next one, they get two, then it really stings that much more.
What could have your power play done to alleviate them, as you said, being on their toes and being aggressive as they were?
I don't know. It's hard to put a, you know, to quantify that, Schultz. That's why I don't know. You know, I mean, it's, you know, the bottom line was, it's just sometimes it ain't happening, and it wasn't happening last night.
Your fourth line got another goal last night. Again, they didn't play a whole lot just because of how that game started, but you always bring that fourth line out after a power play. Number one, is that just to get them on the ice because they haven't? And number two, how do those guys kind of embrace that role?
Well, it's just more, honestly, the reason I put them out there is all three of them are fresh and they can go, they're ready. If you take a look at our other power play units, they're split power play units where we've got Funk on one with Casper and Piercy and Flammer. Then the second one, Kirkland's on there. So it kind of disjoints the top. I don't want to say three lines, but you know where I'm coming from right there. So, again, those guys are fresh and they're ready to play, so it just makes sense.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. First time in this building, Tom. What were your initial thoughts?
Yeah, it's a nice building. These new buildings, they're all nice. I mean, I won't trade ours for anything, but nice building. I thought they really did a great job with the amenities, boy, on the second and third level. Got great sight lines. They did a good job. Them in Augustana, Colorado College, Bentley. All four of these buildings are all they're all new, you know, all within the last 5 years, and they're all pretty similar.
This one, obviously being multi-sport, changes some things. And I will admit, I have never been into architecture or designing a building or anything, but it amazes me how different buildings are, which kind of is cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what they did is they did, the limestone exterior that's obviously, again, what they have on their campus, and, you know, they make all these buildings look alike, and I think that's the right thing to do, and it just makes it, the optics make it that much more higher end, that's for sure.
I think you could drive past this thing 10 times and not realize it's a hockey rink.
100%, Schultz. It's kind of blended in with all the other buildings.
As they have progressed here into Division I, how have they, quote-unquote, fit college hockey and made college hockey better?
Well, it's just nice having more teams play college hockey. So it adds another team, just like Arizona State did a few years ago. And anytime you can get a new team going to Division I, it's good for the game.
What needs to change? What needs to be better tonight?
Well, I mean, what needs to get better? Everything. I mean, that was a good old-fashioned butt-kicking. We haven't had one of those in a while. So, everything has to happen. We have to have, I mean, it's going to be interesting. This is going to be a very interesting game to see how we respond. I was not a happy camper last night. The players weren't happy. So, we got to have better starts, that's for sure. And, boy, it'd be nice to score first.
You had a lengthy chat after the game with the team. We'll leave that in that locker room. But how does the timing of that conversation change? I mean, you could have had it after the video session today. You could have had it numerous different times. But how is it last night was the right time?
Because it's my call, and my gut told me last night.
All of those times, all of those kind of chats, all of those, quote, come to Jesus chats, they're all a little same. They're all a little different, though, aren't they?
They're all different.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.